St. Louis County is finalizing the process and the schedule to make it as easy as possible for folks to apply for and receive a an assistance grant. They're available to small businesses, community organizations, and individuals in need because of the pandemic. Matthew Johnson is the Director of Planning and Community Development, and he joins us this morning to give us some more details. Hey, Matt, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So where is the money coming from, and who is it designed to help?
This is part of the state's allocation of pass-through funds from the federal government to St. Louis County. We received approximately $120 per person for a total of $24.5 million to offset COVID-19-related expenses.
And who is it designed to help? Obviously, small businesses and community organizations can certainly point to, oh, this is how we've been affected. And does it also help with individuals, perhaps, who lost their jobs?
Yes. The bulk of the money is primarily used to help offset the county-level expenses. So I believe that we have approximately $10 million budgeted to cover some of the county-related expenditures, which, of course, helps in theory over the long run on where that money had to come from. We have divided the rest of the money between community assistance grants that Public Health and Human Services are managing, along with individual assistance grants. And then on my end, in the Planning and Community Development Department, we have $6 million budgeted for small business assistant grants.
So what kinds of things, the applications are already open for these funds, and I'm trying to recollect the deadline on this. It's actually coming up closer. It's coming up sooner than would be really handy. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, we decided to divide this into two phases. So phase one is designed to give small businesses with 25 or fewer full-time employees up to $1,000 per employee for direct COVID-19-related expenses. So personal protection equipment, cleaning supplies, social distancing equipment, plexiglass, anything that the business had to spend that they wouldn't have normally had to do due to COVID. And that deadline has been extended for phase one now to September 14th. So we're giving businesses an extra week. We previously were going to end phase one next week and begin phase two. So phase one now runs till September 14th. And after that, phase two will kick off. Phase two is geared to slightly larger businesses, up to 100 employees. The smaller businesses are still eligible to apply. We're just expanding the scope of phase two so that a few extra businesses in the county can go after those type of funds.
The small businesses would just have a little bit more competition, perhaps.
Right. We tried to really set up a very simple, straightforward phase one grant project that if they just check the boxes, they receive the funds. And we wanted to give them a head start on what people would consider, anywhere from 50 to 100 employees are considered more of a medium-sized business.
I'm really curious about the websites that need to go up, and they need to go up so quickly. As we know, that when you try to do something on a really, really big scale, like the nightmarish driver's license web rollout and some of these other huge healthcare website rollouts, there's really been problems. And yet on a much smaller and more manageable scale, it's amazing how quickly a really excellent, workable website can be developed. Talk a little bit about the online process, since we're all stuck to our computers at home 24/7 anyway. Talk a little bit about the new web page and how that can help individuals and community organizations and small businesses or slightly larger businesses navigate their way through the system and the application process.
Well, I have to thank the Information Technology Department at St. Louis County. It's probably the best kept secret how much talent is there. They really are quite remarkable. And we could have hired a consultant firm to manage the website applications for both Public Health and Human Services and the Planning and Community Development Department grant applications. But we reached out to our staff here, and they designed a web page that can easily be found off our county web page, so stlouiscountymn.gov, and then it's /CARES for CARES funding.
And we'll have a link set up, too, by the way, so it'll be really easy for folks to find. But, yes, go ahead.
Fantastic. And the CARES website then will lead you to, if you go ahead and follow it, it gives you the background information on the funding. It talks about the community assistance grants, the individual assistance grants, and then the small business relief grants. So in my department, we're managing the information under the small business grants, and we have program guidelines posted on the website. We have an informational video. There's a button to click to apply online, and then there's also a link to download a paper application if you feel more comfortable just completing it and mailing it in. And again, the interesting thing about this is I was pleasantly pleased to find out that we had the capacity at St. Louis County through the information technology to develop the online application. So it may look simple, but there was a lot of work that went into this fillable online application and what public-facing side looks like and then what the staff gets to see. We have the ability to type in notes and stuff like that, and we've been reaching out to some of the applicants to have them send in receipts and so forth.
Do you think that maybe that's kind of that you've maybe stumbled across a little nugget of wisdom for organizations going forward, that you've maybe got more gold right there in your staff, not to mention that these are folks that know from the inside out how the system works, that maybe instead of hiring the high-priced consultant, you just go down to the lunchroom and say, hey, you guys, can you do this?
Right. Well, for us, it worked great. And, you know, the county is always very mindful of trying to not compete with anybody out there. But internally, we definitely had the right, you know, to save the taxpayers some money. So instead of us going and spending $100,000 with a consultant to do this for us, the fact that we have the staff on hand is really, truly remarkable. They did an amazing job. I know they worked long hours to pull it off. Very thankful right now.
Well, that is terrific, and definitely some kudos to them for creating some information that obviously is really, really important to people. The consequences have a lot of real-life implications for people and organizations and businesses, and so we want to give them a little bit of a shout-out and a thank you. Once again, we'll get a link set up on our webpage, so it'll be easy for folks to find the CARES website, and the grant deadlines have been extended just a titch. We'll get that link set up. You can go and check it out. All kinds of great information is available there. Eligibility requirements, how the funds can be used, what the timeline is, how to apply. It's all there for you. Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and I really do encourage everybody to apply. This is pretty simple and straightforward for everybody.
Matthew Johnson is the Director of Planning and Community Development for St. Louis County.